Democrat John Ossoff wants licenses for all semi-automatic rifles, handguns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 11, 2020. Senate candidate John Ossoff, DGA, is campaigning on an outright ban on the sale of semi-automatic rifles and a licensing requirement for all semi-automatic firearms already in private hands, whether those firearms are rifles or handguns. Breitbart News reported Ossoff's proposed ban on the sale of semi-automatic rifles, citing his campaign website, where he says, "I support a ban on the sale of semi-automatic rifles, assault weapons, and high-capacity magazines to the general public." During an MSNBC interview, Ossoff expounded on his views, citing his support for a license requirement in instances where a semi-automatic firearm, rifle, or handgun is already privately owned. He said, "For semi-automatic weapons, whether they are rifles or handguns, we need strict licensing requirements." He reiterated his support for universal background checks during the MSNBC interview as well. Such checks criminalize private gun sales, making it a crime for a neighbor to sell a five-shot revolver to a lifelong neighbor without first going before a licensed government agent to get a background check performed. But the checks do nothing to prevent street criminals and gang members from selling guns to other criminals and gang members in the streets and alleys of American cities. The Democrat push for universal background checks gives the impression that securing them is key American safety. For example, following the October 1, 2017, firearm-based Las Vegas attack, gun control Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, pushed universal background checks, referring to them as the North Star of the Democrats' gun control plan. Ironically, he did this even though universal background checks would not have prevented the Las Vegas attack, as the attacker acquired his guns via background checks. And the Las Vegas attacker is not alone. Nearly every high-profile mass shooter of recent memory acquired his guns via background check. Those shooters include Virginia Beach attacker, May 31, 2019. Poway Synagogue attacker, April 27, 2019. Tree of Life Synagogue attacker, October 27, 2018. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas Church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. The Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando Pulse attacker, June 12, 2016. The UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. The San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. The Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. The Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. The Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. The Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. The alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17, 2015. The Muhammad Carton Contest attackers, May 3, 2014. The Las Vegas cop killers, June 9, 2015. The Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. The Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. The Arapahoe High School attacker, December 13, 2013. The DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. The Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. The Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. The Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007, and many others. Ossoff is headed for a January 5, 2021, runoff election against pro-Second Amendment Senator David Perdue, RGA. If he wins, Perdue's pro-gun voice will be replaced by a Democrat gun controller who wants to ban semi-automatic rifle sales, license semi-automatic rifles and handguns already in private possession, and put in place an expansion of background checks that will shackle the law-abiding, while doing little to prevent mass public attacks. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, Etter Hawkins. Reach him at etterhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.